Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Dr. Ed Staffel. I'm a dentist practicing here in San Antonio. You're listening to the Dr. Staffel program, and your smile matters. Thank you for joining me this Sunday afternoon, this delightful Sunday afternoon. And call in. I do not have a guest, so lines are open. Of course, it's 210-599-5555, and we're here broadcasting on KTSA 550 AM or 107.1. And so we would welcome hearing from you. Have any question that you might have about oral health, or any question that you have that pertains to oral health and systemic health. Be glad to hear from you and discuss anything that you have along this line. Or if you have any questions about dental treatment, you may have run up against a decision-making process, give me a call and I'll see if I can help you make that decision or help you give you some more information so that you can make a better informed decision. Because that's one of the things that we do. And same way with Randy and the other speakers all on KTSA, we try to get you informed. We try to get you challenged. We try to get you information that's useful to you. And that's what this dental... So many things. And... have many things more to go, and so give me a call, and the number is 210-599-5555. Have a call here starting out, and hello, how are you? Hello?
Yes.
How are you, Roberto? How can I help you?
Yes, sir. I really like your show, man. I listen to it all the time, believe it or not.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a problem. I'm going to have to get an implant.
Okay.
And what do I need to know and ask, and how do I price it?
All right. Now, implants vary a great deal. Let me take the price first. Implants vary a great deal as to price. And it depends upon what is required of the implant, how much force it's going to take, how many teeth it's going to replace, how much bone is available. Now, for instance, we have many implants, and you'll see those advertised, and these are very small. They're about 2 millimeters wide, and they can be used in multiples to hold, for instance, a denture or appliance or a partial denture. They're usually something of that size is not strong enough to support a chewing tooth, because a chewing tooth can take a lot of pressure. It's like multiple hundreds of pounds, several hundred pounds of pressure is in the back. Now, then we have sizes that go on up all the way to 6 millimeters. So we go from 2 millimeters on up to 6 millimeters. The depending thing there is the amount of bone that's available and the quality of the bone. We have, for instance, we have four types or four quality divisions of bone, and it depends upon if you have osteoporosis or if you're in an active periodontal disease or have some other autoimmune disease or some other thing like that. So your health history plays a role in this, as well as your thyroid and other hormones. So the bone health is going to determine the size. Now, the other thing is determining the size of the implant is going to be how much bone that you actually have available to put an implant in. The more bone, the greater the chance of success for these lasting a very long time. Now, what's a long time? You can, in when everything's ideal, they can last a lifetime. And so the only thing about that is implants take more attention to home care than with a natural tooth. There's still no substitute for a natural tooth that has a live nerve that's supported by good bone and good healthy tissue. Yeah, so we get that out of the way first. Now, an implant is a very valuable thing. There were over 500,000 implants placed last year. I think in 2016 it was a number, or maybe 2015, and the number is growing all the time. So I've been doing these for a long time. Started in the 70s, 78s, doing implants, and they weren't even recognized as being something to worthwhile at that time by the specialists, but now every specialist does these, that is oral surgeons and periodontists and the implants and general dentists, and implants are very, very nice procedures, and some of the advantages are you don't have to cut down the teeth on either side of for a bridge, or you don't have anything moving around in your mouth like a removable partial. So then your next question was the cost. The cost is going to run anywhere from $500 for some of these minis on up to $2,000 or maybe $2,200, depending upon the type of implant, the difficulty of the placement. And then on top of that, you've got the restorative part. You've got to put a crown on the implant, and that is going to be a variable price as well. So you can wind up with as much as $4,000 for one tooth with supported by one implant, and that price can range down from there. Now, does that give you some guidelines, or did I give you too much information?
Well, no. You kind of broke it down because it's like working on a house. You got to tear it down to find out exactly what's needed.
Yes.
Right? And then the price, well, you're talking about the price what I was quoted.
Okay.
Because I really don't have time to go around and nickel dime it.
Right.
And, you know, I need to just get it done.
Right.
And you kind of took the ease off that.
Good.
I'm in about the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And they told me about the same thing, too, once we get into it.
Okay.
It could vary because it is an estimate at first.
That's correct.
Until they said they get into it, right?
That's correct. And typically, depending upon how long a person has been doing it, more and more now dentists will require what we call a CBT scan, and that scan gives you a very accurate picture of the bone, that how much bone is available, and that's a key thing. How much bone is available, the quality of the bone, the health of the individual in a general sense, and that is if you have a lot of disease or inflammation or gum disease or periodontal disease, your outcome for an implant changes the longevity of it. But again, the CBT scan will show it pretty much precisely how much bone is available, and then they may make, if it's in a difficult area like the lower where we have a big nerve that has to supply the whole side of your face, a surgical guide will be made to help with the placing surgeon, and that takes care of a lot of complications. So the CBT scan is something that's pretty much used routinely now to show the amount of bone, the location of the nerves, and gives us a lot more information than what we used to have. So if they are going to do a CBT scan, that's a very valuable piece of information for the surgeon, the placing surgeon.
Do I have to ask for one, or they would do it automatically?
They would do it automatically if they felt they needed. If you have a lot of bone on the X-ray and you have a lot of thickness, no, you don't need one, typically, because the surgeon has enough experience to place what you're going to do or what you need without any particular problems. But it's just, I mention that because there are certain areas of the mouth, especially the lower jaw and the lower back jaw and the upper back jaw, where you can be short of bone either in thickness or in width. And then that changes. Sometimes you'll have to put a graft into the sinus in order to have enough bone For instance, if an implant is being placed in the upper back teeth, sometimes there's not enough bone there, so artificial bone will be placed into the sinus cavity, which is allowed to heal for, several months, and then an implant is put in there. So all these factors go into the price and the longevity and so on. But your surgeon that is going to do this, the person that's going to place the implant, is typically quite skilled with these and has been well trained to do this. So
I see. I think it's number the one I'm dealing with is number 30 or 31.
Okay, that's going to be a lower right. Yes, sir. And
yes,
that's a very accessible spot, and that's where that nerve comes through there. That lower nerve traverses right under that tooth, and that would always have to be careful not to involve that nerve. But back to your question, an implant is a very valuable treatment. It's very functional. But keep in mind, once you get an implant placed, you can't just place it and forget about it. You really need to learn how to manage the gum tissue around it, because the gum tissue around an implant is much more fragile than around a natural tooth. So the best way to clean around an implant is either with floss or with a water pick device type of thing.
Okay. Yeah, we just bought our second one on the water pick.
That's good, because you can't expect to just place an implant and forget about it. It needs to be cleaned just like your natural teeth. It won't decay, no, but you can sure get into gum trouble and bone loss without proper maintenance and going back into the dentist in order to get routine checkups and checking that the bone is healed and is not deteriorating and that you don't have gum disease that's progressing around other teeth surrounding it, or having other infected teeth like a infected root canal that's going to contaminate that as well. So it's all tied together. It's very good. It's a very, very good procedure. I wouldn't hesitate to recommend it for you. And that's where you're at with that.
Okay. Well, I'm planning to do it. I'm just waiting for the first of the new year start at it, because it's kind of like a long process. It's not just done.
Well, don't lose your – all right, don't lose – if you have any insurance benefits attached to it, don't lose those by the end of the year. Be sure and keep in mind that if any insurance benefits are attached to this procedure, you want to get it done this year and straddle the year for – you can get, for instance, a placement put in this year and
Yes, I understand what you're saying. My kid's ready to use up my dental.
Okay. Well, you know what I'm talking about then.
Yeah. It's daddy's turn next year.
Right. That's good.
I appreciate the information you gave me, kind of lightening it up. Oh, yeah. Some people told me infection. He said everybody I know got a dental implant got an infection. Is that true?
I'm sorry. You said this or heard this or what?
Well, yeah, that's what I heard.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. When an implant is placed in good, healthy bone and you don't have infection, chronic infection in your gums or in the rest of your mouth, or what we call periodontal disease, which is bone loss in the rest of your mouth, and you have a good bone formation through the thyroid and parathyroid glands, and you're in good health, and you don't smoke, and you're not drinking a lot of alcohol, and your diet is good, an implant, everything goes very well. If there is infection in the rest of your mouth, that infection will overlap and encompass a implant or the tissue around it, and that's what I had reference to. The studies show that an implant is 15 times more susceptible to gum deterioration than it is a natural tooth. So it requires special attention, and the water pick is one of the best devices for that. And you've got to clean that very thoroughly once a day. You can't just put an implant in and then forget about it. You still have to go to dental visits on a regular basis, whatever they recommend, whether it be 3, 4, 6, 8, 9 months. And you have to give your teeth, just like your natural teeth, an implant has to be given just as good a home care as a natural tooth. In fact, you have to give it a little better home care than a natural tooth because of the type of the type of susceptibility of that tissue around an implant. So you got to keep that in mind, but once you do that, there's no reason why that won't last you for just decades.
Okay. Okay. Well, that now you got me all straight out there. I appreciate it.
Good. Well, any way I can help you, be sure and let us know.
Well, I really like the guests you have on your show. It's very informative.
Well, thank you.
You're like my little Reader Digest on the radio. You know?
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah. So,
thank you for calling in.
Okay. You take care, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Roberto. Bye-bye. Okay. So if anybody has a question like that or wants some information, number is 210-599-5555. 210-599-5555. Now, I have a podcast. It's free, and the address is staffeldds.podomatic.com. They're about 8 years archived on that podcast site. We've got a lot of interesting guests and a lot of interesting material. And then, of course, the website is sanantoniodentist.net. But the podcast, you can pull that up, download it for free, and we have a lot of good information going back to dentists and physicians and chiropractors, people who have vitamin companies. We have a pretty wide range of subjects that are available. You can download it and listen to as little or as much as you want. So that's available as well. staffeldds.podomatic.com. Now, again, this is usual year-end discussion. Don't let your benefits, insurance companies are sure hoping that you won't use your benefits if you have any dental benefits available. They expire, of course, December 31. If you have a flex account, you have to designate that flex account. Don't let that get away from you because those are benefits that you've paid for or your company has paid for. And, excuse me. It's so important that you use those up, and it's surprising how you can use those up pretty easily. A dental benefit, usually dental companies, they're not insurance because they're a benefit because they're all limited either $1,000 to $1,500 in the amount that they provide per year per person. So that's why they're called a benefit and not a dental insurance. A dental insurance, you think of insurance like a medical insurance where it's going to pay for whatever problem. If, like, you have a heart attack, it's going to pay for all the surgery and everything else. That doesn't happen with dental benefits. Those are all set when you buy the policy and as to how much the policy is, how much money is put into the policy. But typically for most people, it's going to be $1,000 benefit per year, maybe $1,500 per year. Now, there are some cases in the federal government where we've seen some very sizable benefits. But for most people that are working in the private sector, you're pretty well limited. But the whole point is, if you have dental benefits available, be sure and use them this year. Because December 31, it's gone. And the same way with a flex account, you have to shift that money around, identify it as a Flex account, y'all know, if you have a Flex account, you know what that means. Now then, we had some great year-end gifts to think about. And, of course, one of them is a glow whitening system. The glow whitening system is really neat. You don't have to have any trays. It comes with a system that you bite into, and then you light it up. And the nice thing about it, it's very effective, and it's there's no sensitivity with the system. And I've used whitening systems since the 70s and started out with glyoxide, which is an over-the-counter product. And you don't want to use glyoxide, however, because it really can make your teeth very sensitive. But it's essentially, that's what it is, carbamine peroxide turns into your bleaching agent, which is going to be hydrogen peroxide. It breaks down into, and that's the effective whitening agent. But all types of additives are put in there, and there are just a multitude of whitening systems, and we've used a lot of them through the years. I really do like the glow system, and it's pretty inexpensive. And it makes great gifts because you can give it to someone and they can go home and use it in their own privacy. It's pretty easy to use, and it makes a wonderful gift. So keep that in mind for a Christmas gift. It's really, really nice. That's the Glow Whitening System. You can get it at our office. You also have in-office glow treatments, but you still, even if you do in-office, you'll want to do a touch-up once a month with the home glow system. So keep that in mind. Air flosser is a wonderful device that removes food particles and debris from around teeth and bridges. It's a very efficient device, and you can use it anywhere. Uses a very small amount of liquid, like water or hydrogen peroxide, but mainly just water, and it's very effective at removing food particles, and the purpose of that is because food particles draw the bacteria. The bacteria then take over and just explode on your teeth, and then the body reacts to that explosion of bacteria, sends in very wonderful bacteria to start, I mean, not bacteria, but cells, body cells, to start cleaning up the problem. But one of the difficulties with that is that as it cleans up the problem of the bacteria, it's going to damage your bone and it's going to damage your gums. So that's why getting rid of food particles in the first place is very important, and that your best is floss, dental floss, and brushing at least twice a day. And then, of course, we like the Sonicare toothbrushes. We've been using, recommending those for a long time. They're invented at the University of Washington. And we have a stripped-down version in our office, and you can get them at Target or Walmart or almost any place, and they have, those companies have the cheapest to the most expensive. They come in a wide range of prices, and it's mostly like a car. You're going to have an automobile that has, depending on what kind of different problems that you have, and not problems, but a different equipment, it's going to vary in price, but you can get the stripped-down version. I think they sell them like $30 maybe or something like that. And in actuality, that stripped-down version is the same as the $200 version as far as function. But it just doesn't have all these features that go with it. But it makes a great gift, a great gift. And that reminds me that we've talked about a homemade toothpaste, a toothpaste formula. It's inexpensive. It's very efficient in cleansing, and it's very good. It's simply organic coconut oil. And what organic coconut oil does, it's very effective germicide for strep mutans, which is a bacteria that causes decay. So when you use this organic coconut oil, it's going to give you some bacterial removal or bactericidal properties for the bacteria that causes decay. And then you mix that organic coconut oil with baking soda, a couple of drops of peppermint oil to your taste, and then you're going to put xylitol, which is a wonderful sweetener that doesn't affect the teeth, and you add the xylitol to taste. Now, the xylitol is a remarkable product because it takes and loosens and causes the bacteria that are stuck on your teeth and your gums to just slide away and slide out of your mouth. So you have, and also the peppermint oil is a very nice bactericidal thing. So you have organic coconut oil, which is bactericidal for the bacteria that causes decay. You have peppermint oil, which is also effective with the bacteria. You have the xylitol, which is going to cause the bacteria to fall off the teeth and gums. And you mix that all up and put it in a glass jar. You'll get amazing results with this homemade toothpaste. You can use it anywhere. So that's a tip of the day, and it works great. And you can make it for children, too. There's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't have any doesn't have any chemicals in it that we frown on in the holistic or the alternative field. So think about the holiday gifts this year and think about improving oral health. And that's the neat thing. Now, there's a problem that we run into all the time. And many of my patients have been with me for quite a while. And as they get to an advanced age from their crippling effects of arthritis or other things, that they lose their ability to cleanse their teeth, it really becomes a problem because they can't brush like they should. But that's where the Sonicare is so helpful, because if they can grab a hold of a handle and put that on the tooth, you don't have to move it around because the brush is going to do all the movement. It's an automatic brush. So that's a very handy thing. That's why we talk about that and the air flosser, if a person at an advanced age needs this type of help. Another thing that we have that has come on the scene in the last couple of years, and that's a product called silver diamine fluoride. And this is for patients who have difficulty cleaning their teeth, and it can work on children, it can work on, but typically, another thing that happens with the advanced aged person is that they get very attached to sugar, because sugar gives them a shot of serotonin and dopamine, which makes them feel good for about 20 minutes. So they're always sipping on sugar drinks or sugar foods or cookies or things of that type, and the results are disastrous. They usually run into dry mouth because so many pharmaceuticals, like over 400, cause dry mouth. They cause the saliva to dry up. And once you lose that valuable saliva, the bacteria just go wild. They take over. They're so efficient. So the silver diamine fluoride is an interesting product. You can take and have the teeth cleaned and thoroughly cleaned with a hygienist. And then the material, the liquid, can be flowed onto areas of softening tooth enamel or tooth root or decay, and it has a great effect at stopping decay, and so without putting fillings in. So typically a person who gets to this advanced stage and they get into a sugar habit with a dry mouth, they'll be taking care of their mouth for years and do such a good job, and then all of a sudden they come in and their mouth is just a disaster. We find this not to, infrequently. So one of the solutions is a silver diamond fluoride. The only downside to it is that wherever it goes on the decay, it's going to turn that a dark color or a black. But it's very effective at slowing down the decay and preserving the teeth and giving that patient a chance to keep their teeth. So keep that in mind for people who have relatives in assisted living or things of this type. The silver diamine fluoride can be of great help for people who have difficulty cleaning their teeth. Also works on little children as well, but it does turn the tooth a dark color. And so that has to be kept in mind. So we have an open line, so give us a call, 210-599-5555. Be glad to help you there. Now, and answer any questions. Now, one of the things that is available, you may or may not know, some people come in and they haven't been to the dentist in a very long time. And so they need a lot of work on their gums and cleaning the gums. And, of course, when your gums are inflamed and infected, it really does can be very painful. And one of the things that we have and use for this, for these infected gums, when having to work our way through getting the gums healthy and getting all the heavy deposits, the tartar, it's just like barnacles that are stuck on the teeth, we have an anesthetic that you can slide down into the gum tissue, and it's very, very effective at numbing the gums up without injections. So this, people who are afraid of injections, this is a wonderful way to get your teeth and gums healthier, and using this anesthetic solution that is just carefully placed into the gum pocket and allowed to sit for a few minutes, and it just numbs up the mouth beautifully and the teeth. So that's something, and that's especially because I mention that because so many people are afraid of coming to the dentist. And that's why I advertise for the high fear and the high anxiety. And so it is something that we find like somewhere around 30% of the population, some estimates go higher, people really don't like coming to the dentist. So we have worked so hard through the years in developing a system that makes every patient the ideal patient. And we use the NUCOM system, we use numbing, we can numb just about any tooth that there is. It's very rare that a person is not available to or can't be numbed up. It's very, very rare nowadays with the materials that we have to choose from. But with the NUCOM system, oh my gosh, it is such a wonderful, it's revolutionizing the patient experience by naturally relaxing the body within minutes. And it provides a unique and comfortable dental experience for every patient. It's a natural, it's drug-free, side-effect-free, it's cost-effective, it means to creating the ideal patient by mimicking the natural process of readying the body for sleep. That's what it does. NUCOM provides the same deep relaxation every person feels moments before they fall asleep. Now, this is phenomenal. Now, a NUCOM patient is relaxed. The NUCOM patient is unaware of time and space. That is, they'll be, if we have an hour procedure, they'll think they've been there maybe 20 minutes. And the patient is physically incapable of having an anxious response. The patient is conscious. It can respond to voice commands. It's a drug-free, neurobiomimetic relaxation technology, and it's being recognized all over the world. A recent article came out in the Journal of Behavior and Neurology, I think, and scientists from China, from United Kingdom, from Italy, from Switzerland, all studied this NUCOM system and declared it to be everything that it's represented to be. So the point is, if you're having problems with anxiety, if you're having problem about dental treatment, if you're having problems of fear about dental treatment, give us a call. I'm Dr. Staffel, and our office is Dr. Staffel and Associates, and you can reach us at 210-341-2569. 210-341-2569. And enjoy how the NUCOM impact can bring you better dental care. It's just, it only takes minutes to implement, and as soon as you are finished with your treatment, everything is removed. There's some earphones, and there's some little stickies that are involved, and a natural amino acid cream, and as soon as everything is finished with your appointment, you can go about your business just like you normally do. So give us a call, Drs. Staffel and Associates, and our number is 210-341-2569, 210-341-2569, and see what all of the tremendous experience, patient experiences, and what's being recognized in the literature of peer-reviewed research on the NUCOM system. It is so wonderful, and it counteracts the adrenaline effect, the cortisol effect. It drops you down to a stage of sleep for deep relaxation, the alpha stage. It doesn't put you to sleep, but it puts you into pre-sleep. So give us a call, Dr. Staffel and Associates, if you have anxiety, fear, or you just want to have one of the most wonderful, comfortable experiences in the dental office, we're available. Dr. Staffel and Associates, 210-341-2569. And let me go to Ruth. How are you, Ruth?
Fine, thank you. Thanks for the information about the silver diamine. Hopefully we can. Can that be done on a patient who's pretty much bedridden?
Yes, that's a neat thing. Now, however, the teeth have to be cleaned off prior to that.
Okay.
You could use, if the patient is bedridden, you could take and use hydrogen peroxide. That's very effective at brushing. Hydrogen peroxide works very well. But I tell you, that homemade toothpaste really works well.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you about. I remember weeks ago you said something about xylitol mixed with something else to make a paste. And
yes, so that's it.
Is that what you're mixing together, is hydrogen peroxide plus the xylitol? And to what quantity do you do that?
Here's what you do. You're going to take organic coconut oil.
Okay.
And you don't need much of it. You can use an ounce or something like that. And then you're going to make a paste with baking soda.
Okay.
Then you're going to put a couple of drops of peppermint oil. And you can get that at any Sprouts, Whole Foods, places like that. And you just use one or two drops to taste. And then you're going to sweeten that with xylitol that you buy the same place. Okay. And the xylitol is a sweetener, but it has a neat effect. It causes the bacteria to release their hold on the teeth and the gums. So when you brush with this homemade toothpaste, and there's nothing in there that they can't swallow, it's all good to swallow. That's a neat thing. Whereas a commercial toothpaste is full of things that you don't want to swallow.
Right.
So this, you can put a little bit on the tooth, and it's going to, the coconut oil is going to, it's antibacterial for the strep mutans, which is a bacteria that causes decay. The xylitol causes the bacteria to drop off the teeth and the gums. The peppermint oil is also an antibacterial. So you're just doing all of this. The baking soda, of course, is harmless. You're doing this, and you can use a little bit, and it'll do wonders as far as preventing decay. And then if you can, eliminate the sugar as much as possible. Of course, that's hard to do with bedridden people because they depend on their sweets. It's the only thing that makes them feel good, and it's a problem.
What amount of baking soda do you
just to make a paste?
Okay, just a paste.
Uh-huh. And you're going to put it in a glass jar.
Uh-huh.
And it works wonderful. Oh, gosh, it'll clean those teeth up so good.
I'm guessing that I've had some peppermint oil for a while, and I presume that stays good for a while. But I've also had some coconut oil for a while that probably goes rancid after a while.
Taste it.
Okay.
But coconut oil is pretty doggone good. I've had some for 2 or 3 years, and it's still good.
Okay, good.
So
all
you
right,
just
great.
Taste it, and you'll tell you.
Okay.
But I tell you, let me know how that works out, because this is such a huge problem with people.
The diamine,
the silver diamine fluoride, that's going to have to be placed by a dentist.
Okay, so since she's been, I never knew this was an option before, but they had a dentist come to the house.
The dentist can bring that. It's just a little tube. The dentist can bring that after the teeth have been brushed, and I'll just apply it with these special little brushes, and it works beautifully. Works beautifully.
Okay, excellent. Well, then I'll know to ask for that. Thank you so very much.
You bet. Silver diamine fluoride. It's a great product. It's been out about 2 or 3 years, and if for people in that situation, it's ideal.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. Now then, we've talked a lot about sleep disordered breathing and, oh my goodness, the importance of getting children involved with sleep disordered breathing is so huge. Children have a particular problem. It can cause sleep disordered breathing. It can cause ADD, ADHD, bedwetting, nightmares, night terrors, mouth breathing, snoring, talking in the sleep, tooth grinding, difficulty listening or interrupting, allergic symptoms like eczema, fidgeting with the hands, waking up at night, restless sleep, excessive sweating while asleep, hyperactivity, excessive daytime sleepiness, lack of focusing, difficulty with school subjects of math, science, and spelling, falling asleep during the day, headaches in the morning, speech problems. All of these are problems that are seen that are outward symptoms strongly linked to sleep and breathing issues, and it's a huge, huge problem. One of the clinics that I work with, the Texas Sleep Specialties, has one adult sleep doctor, MD. They have 5 children's MD doctors. That's how big the problem is. So if you have a child or grandchild, know somebody who has these things, rather than getting them treated with pharmaceuticals, they can be treated with dental or different processes for sleep disordered breathing. There are 2 or 3 pathways available to help that out. But it changes a child's life. It changes a child's development. We've talked about it a lot. We'll talk about it a lot more because it's such a huge problem. And I have a very close friend who has a child who is 3 years old and has just about all of these symptoms, and the person is in the medical field, and the person got one diagnosis from the primary physician. Another physician said, oh, You don't need to do anything. And this is what you run into. But when you have these symptoms that I just described, keep in mind that there is a solution for that. And one other thing that I wanted to talk to, we're running close out of time, but it's such an important subject. And that is, when you're starting chemotherapy, because we have so many patients, it seems like, that are on chemotherapy. And one of the symptoms with chemotherapy are mouth sores, mouth ulcers. And then, of course, there's oral cancer, and especially with the HPV virus, the human papilloma virus, it causes cancer in the oropharynx of men particularly. And this used to not be seen very much, and now it's growing so fast and it's so common. So what I want to talk about, and I'll talk about this some more, is that dental treatment protocols can be adjusted between before, during, and after cancer treatment. So prior to cancer treatment, if a person is going to have chemotherapy or radiation, it's so terribly important to get the dental health of that person taken care of. So you want to treat all potential areas of infection concern. That's for fillings, for root canals, for extractions, for gum disease. Extractions particularly because they're typically put on a bisphosphonate, and if they put on a injectable bisphosphonate, that makes an extraction post-treatment can be very problematic. So getting all of infected teeth out before the treatment or the cancer treatment starts is so terribly important. Deep decay needing endodontic treatment or extraction could end up in osteonecrosis or bone death, especially if bisphosphonates are part of the chemotherapy, which is common in patients with bone pain when cancer has spread to bone or in patients with multiple myeloma. So the next thing is to teach impeccable home care, and that homemade toothpaste is one of the best things that you can do for home care for a cancer patient or a person going into cancer or chemotherapy. The power toothbrush, unless the blood count is really low, is the best thing. And I mentioned the blood count is really low, like if you have a low white blood count or a low platelet count, the oncologist may want you to be very careful with that. If that's the case, if the oncologist doesn't want a power toothbrush, then you can use a sponge brush, which is available for dentists to provide. And it helps clean the teeth. But again, using that formula that I gave you for homemade toothpaste is very valuable because there's nothing in there that I know of that a oncologist would object to. They do object to vitamins. They do object to different things that will have an effect on their treatment, but I don't think there's anything in that, and I'll have to verify that for sure with a oncologist. There's nothing in that homemade formula that would be a problem. Then we want to encourage subgingival flossing or interdental rubber picks or brushes as long as the blood counts allow. Again, if the blood count of the white blood cells and the platelets and the red blood cells are low, but they're acceptable, that's going to be, we have to follow whatever the oncologist outlines. So, scheduling oral health maintenance procedures every 8 to 12 weeks. That's going to be every 2 to 3 months during cancer treatment as the blood count allows. That's so terribly important because we know about it, we can stay ahead of these problems. And then It's important that the patient avoid alcohol and tobacco during treatment. And then we want to have the patient's oncology team in communication so that we can keep these things, head off problems long before they're major. So you want the patient to avoid tobacco. You want to have them avoid alcohol. You want to avoid commercial mouthwash that has alcohol or other harsh chemicals. You want to avoid salty foods and foods that contain strong spices such as pepper, chili powder, horseradish, curry powder, and Tabasco sauce. Now, we're talking about oral cancer in this particular case. Then you want to avoid citrus fruits and juices such as tomato, orange, lemon, lime, grapefruit, and pineapple. You want to avoid hard, dry, or coarse foods such as toast, crackers, raw vegetables, potato chips, and pretzels. You want to avoid very hot and cold foods and liquids. You want to limit caffeine intake from coffee, tea, or energy drinks, especially energy drinks or caffeinated soft drinks. Caffeine can be dehydrating. Keep your mouth clean, 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 clean. Now, one of the things about lives and loves sugar. In fact, when you take a PET scan, PET scan, they put a sugar dye, a sugar solution into your bloodstream, and the sugar goes right to the cancer, and they can tell where the cancer lesions are. So you want to avoid sugar as much as you can, and carbohydrates. Of course, you have to have sugar in your brain. We'll talk about that another time. The glucose, you have to have glucose in your brain because your brain runs on sugar, but when you overdo it, we'll try to give you more information on that in the future because our time is too short now. Okay, Jamie, how are you?
Hi there. I'm just right, thanks.
Good, good. How may I help you?
Well, for about 3 years now, I have been trying to get a dentist to pull a particular tooth, and I've spent several hundred dollars being told yes, he would extract it,
okay,
only to get in the chair, get the pictures, and be told no, I want to cap it or crown it. Now, this particular tooth was broken on the edge when I had a seizure,
okay,
and it has the metal filling that also got broken, so it's antagonizing my tongue 24/7.
Okay.
Why will they not pull it?
I don't know. It might have to do with your health history. That would be the first thing that comes to mind. Usually
really
that is not a problem, however. And the other thing is, if you're using that tooth and it's a very functional tooth, a dentist does not want to take out a good functional tooth because then you have the problem of replacement. Then you're going to have to replace it with a bridge, a fixed bridge, a removable appliance, which, do you still have seizures?
Oh, no, it was a chemical reaction.
Okay.
The tooth is cracked and broken.
Okay.
And has a fracture in it. In
all right.
Two
now, reason they wouldn't remove it would be that it's a good functional tooth and you'd have to do the consideration of the replacement, which is going to be either with a fixed bridge, a removable partial, or with a implant. So that would be probably what they're looking at. If you call the office, we can discuss that more. My number is 210-341-2569. We've run out of time. And thank you very much, everybody. Remember, teeth are the ultimate accessory. And keep brushing and flossing at night. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.